How to Run with Endurance by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:1-2. I joined Camp Gladiator in February 2020, which consists of group outdoor workouts. Each week of the four-week camp cycle features a different theme, such as HIIT, training and agility, endurance, etc. The first time that strength week rolled around, I brought my 5-pound dumbbells and thought, hey, this is pretty easy. Well, it was too easy, and my trainer immediately told me I needed to upgrade to 10-pound dumbbells. Suddenly, it wasn't nearly as effortless. Every move I had mastered was now quite literally weighed down. The extra weight affected my breathing, my speed, my agility, the works. Now I'm trying to incorporate 15 pounds into some of the exercises, and I'm really noticing that difference too. I can't help but think of this analogy when reading these verses in Hebrews 12. The author tells us as believers to lay aside every weight so that we can run with endurance. Running with a 20-pound sandbag on your shoulders is great for physical training, but what about when it comes to running our spiritual race with the weight of sin draped across our back? Not nearly as productive or helpful. Your weight today might not be sand, but rather a mixture of regrets, anxiety, and worry. Or maybe you're staggering under the burden of unforgiveness, grudges, and fear. Or perhaps you're lugging around lust and greed, pride. Regardless of the specifics, we all carry the weight of our sin when we forget to confess and take it to the Lord. As Christians, we know, via 1 John 1:9, that He is faithful and just to forgive us from our sins and cleanse us. So why do we choose to stumble around sweating and struggling instead of passing it over to Him? Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So repent. Put those weights down. Run free and far and fast. Run with endurance like the cloud of witnesses did that have gone before us. We can do that because Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, the seated part signifying that it's done, over, finished. John 19:30. His completed work on the cross destroyed these weights we still try to carry. Just like in physical training, spiritual training takes practice if you want to achieve new goals. If your goal is to run with endurance spiritually, then you must do the daily work to build those new habits and persevere. Remember, no one runs a 5K for the first time when all they've done previously is lay on the couch. There's like an entire exercise program dedicated to bridging that gap. To build your endurance spiritually, read your Bible daily. Pray. Surround yourself with your current cloud of witnesses in your church and encourage each other in the Lord. Get up when you fall. Keep going. You're not alone, and you're getting stronger.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.